And welcome to episode 17 of the Rebel Within podcast. This podcast is going to be entitled Victimhood Mentality. First of all, I just want to say that if you are sensitive to issues of race, truth, if you're a left or you're a liberal and you're really, you know, just a snowflake, then this podcast is not for you, and I advise you to turn and go find something else to listen to. Because if you get butthurt over this podcast, it's because you know it's the truth. So, let's get into this. Rioting, looting, and setting shit on fire is not protest. That's called anarchy. And for those of you who think otherwise, guess what? You're part of the fucking problem. Okay? Now, I understand the events that happened Monday of this week. I can understand a peaceful protest for equality, for race, for justice, all of that. I get that, and I support that. I get it. That's your freedom of speech right. You should, your right to assemble. I get that. Hey, more power to you. If you can get something done by doing that, go right on ahead. I'll support you 110%. But rioting, looting, and setting shit on fire doesn't solve a damn thing. Okay? What are you getting out of that? You're destroying businesses. You're destroying homes. You're destroying cop cars. Here's what you don't get. Is everything that you destroy in these riots, it's going to come back tenfold on you. Because guess what? If you destroy a store in your neighborhood because you wanted to riot and loot it, guess what? Let's say that person does have the insurance to maybe reopen that store or has some money to reopen that store. Everything in that store is going to go up now. The prices are going to get higher. You're going to pay more for shit. And you're sitting here wondering, well, why doesn't the ghetto have anything? Why doesn't the neighborhood have anything? Why don't our small towns have anything? It's because of shit like that. That's why. You don't give a damn about your own community, much less your own damn selves. It all stems back to victimhood mentality. And I'm going to explain this to you, okay? See, it all stems from when African Americans are brought up. They're always taught about the black man's evil or the white man's evil. The cops are evil. It's always has something to do with slavery. Always has something to do with race, right? So automatically, you're already setting yourselves backwards before you even get started. Because when everything happens to you in life, it's, oh, we were slaves. Oh, it's all about race. Oh, the big bad white man's holding me back. No, the things that you do, the choices you made, are solely on you, not anyone else. They're on you. See, what y'all don't get is it's not about race anymore. It's not. It's about getting shit for free because you think the world owes you something. African Americans act like they were the only people that's ever been in slavery. You know? And that's the problem. See, African Americans think they're the only ones that ever been slaves. But let me tell you something. You know, when you watch these movies, especially these movies that are done, like these period movies, say set in like the Dark Ages or the Middle Ages, or, you know, back during the Roman era and all that stuff. When these armies went in and conquered these places and they took people slaves, right? How many people in those movies that were slaves were black? Very seldom any of them. Because most of those countries were predominantly white, or predominantly the race that they were in that country, okay? So to sit here and say, to act like that black people are the only ones that have ever been slaves, no. And I know a lot of those movies aren't historically accurate all the time. Some of them more or less than others. But to sit here and act like you're the only people that's ever been in chains or ever been slaves or whatever is stupid. But see, your problem is this. It's not about slavery. It's not about the black man. It's about getting something for free. See, ever since welfare and the government assistance giving all this stuff to people, you have been under the umbrella of, well, the government's going to give it to me, why don't I take it? They're going to give me something, I might as well. See, you've got so used to getting shit that you don't know no damn better. You know, I was watching a video this morning on Facebook. Now, see, I used to live in New York. I lived in Auburn, New York, which is probably about 30, 40 minutes from Syracuse, about an hour, half, maybe from like Rochester. So I've been to Rochester, okay? There was a local store that had got rioted and looted. And there were black people running in and out there stealing clothes, stealing Nikes, stealing shoes and all that shit. Not one of them come out with a belt to hold their fucking pants up with. You see what I'm saying? Like, you wonder why people don't respect you. You wonder why people treat you the way you do. It's because you don't have no fucking self-respect. That's why. You don't respect yourself enough for anyone else to respect you. Look how you dress. You go in and loot fucking places. You steal shit. You act like people should give you fucking something. That's not how the fucking world works. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. You sit here, you talk about Black Lives Matter, okay? Not only does Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. But here's another problem, right? There was a bar in Minneapolis that a black firefighter had sit there, worked all these years to save up the money to open it, right? And not too long, I don't even know if he had officially owned it yet. Y'all rioted, you burned, and you destroyed the man's bar. This guy was an African American. I thought black lives mattered. Apparently they fucking don't. Because you don't give a shit. Because all you want to do is cause anarchy and steal shit and get shit for fucking free. Can I ask you a question? How is stealing Nikes? How is stealing clothes? How is stealing TVs? How is stealing any fucking thing? Burning buildings, burning cop cars, doing all the shit you do, supposed to honor the memory of George Floyd. It's not going to bring him back. You really think he would want you to do that? No, but see, that's how ignorant some of you people are. And I'm not just talking about African Americans. I'm talking about white people and everyone else who are at these riots and these protests. And rioting and looting and burning shit. Do you know how stupid you make yourself look? But see, some of you don't care. And you know what's funny? You hear people talking about getting a coronavirus. Well, I'm going to say something, and this is unchristian of me. And it's funny because I just got back from church. If you were out rioting and looting and stealing shit, and you get the coronavirus, guess what? Good for you. You'll get something else free. It's called the coronavirus. And by the way, I don't fucking feel sorry for you either. I heard a black girl at work the other day, right? Talking about, because they were talking about this whole coronavirus issue and all that, right? And she has to sit here and say, well, we survived slavery. We can get through coronavirus. Well, one, you were never a slave. You've never been in slavery. You don't know what slavery's about. And two, what the fuck does coronavirus have to do with slavery? But see, that's that mentality y'all have. That's that victimhood mentality you have. That's the shit I'm talking about. Because everything's got to be about slavery. Everything's got to be about race. Everything's got to be about, oh, the black man being held back. I'm sorry, but the coronavirus doesn't see color. The coronavirus doesn't see race. All the coronavirus knows is to attack and destroy. That's all it fucking knows. But you people don't get that. I'm not disagreeing with what happened Monday was wrong, because it was totally wrong. And I've always been a big supporter of cops. And I always will be, because the thing about it is you can't blame every cop for what a few and chose of a choosing few do, right? You can't. That's just like sitting there blaming all Germans for what Hitler done, or blaming all white men for what the Klan does. You don't want to be labeled something or accused of something that you ain't done, that maybe your race is doing. But yet that's how you feel about it when it comes to cops. You know, I saw a meme or a picture the other day, and it showed a cop laying on the ground with Colin Kaepernick kneeling on top of him. Colin Kaepernick don't give a fuck about black violence. I'm not even going to get into that situation. I ain't even going to fucking go there, because this ain't the time. Okay? But what I'm trying to say is this. You're destroying the memory of George Floyd instead of honoring the man. Because when you're going out, you're looting and you're rioting and you're burning shit, you're pretty much saying, thank you, George Floyd, for dying, because now we got an excuse to get free shit. We got an excuse to burn stuff. We got an excuse to destroy this Nike store so we can come running out there with fucking Jordans and all that shit. That's all the fuck you care about. It's about getting something for fucking free. It's about getting a fucking handout. That's all you care about. You know, here's the problem. Your people, your own ancestors, sold you into slavery hundreds of years ago, right? And guess what? Your people today continually sell your asses out. For instance, Reverend Al Sharpton, fucking Jesse Jackson. Them some bitches don't give a shit about you. I turn on the news every morning. Breaking news, man shot in Charlotte. Breaking news, person shot in Charlotte. Black on black violence everywhere. Chicago, Detroit, New York, California. All these big fucking cities. Where's Al Sharpton at? Nowhere. Where's Jesse Jackson at? Nowhere. But guess what? As soon as it's a white man killing a black person or a white cop, oh man, here comes Jesse Jackson. Here comes Reverend Al Sharpton telling you about how big, bad. That's the only reason he even shows to fuck up. It's about publicity for him. It's about ratings for him. It's about getting his damn name on TV and making more money. He don't give a shit about the black race, because if he did, he would be trying to do something in these inner cities with black-on-black violence and black people killing each other over. But yet, he chooses not to, because he's the biggest race baiter on the fucking planet. You know, I heard some shit one time, and I'm going to say this, and it's fucked up to say it, because it is kind of, it is racist and shit like this, but it's actually the truth if you really want to look at it. I heard a white supremacist say one time, I think it was a Klan member, somebody asked him, says, well, Why is it different now? Why are you not out here lynching and killing and doing all the things you are to the black race and all that anymore? And the guy looks back and says, why should we get our hands dirty when they're doing it for us, doing it to themselves? Hell, they doing it for us. We're just standing back watching. It's fucked up, but it's the truth. You're killing yourselves. And yet, you care nothing about that. But as soon as a white man kills a black person or puts his hands on a black person, oh, it's all about Black Lives Matter and black race and racism and all that. It's never nothing to do with race. It's all about getting attention and getting something for free. That's all it is. See, you don't care nothing about advancing the black race. You don't care about nothing about helping your own people. Half of you are still on welfare. Half of you don't want to get out of the neighborhood. You don't want to get out of the ghetto. You wonder why the hell you don't have nothing. Well, it's because you destroy fucking everything you got. 90% of your kids are growing up in a fatherless home or whatever, because all you want to do is get a girl, go down and fuck a girl, get her pregnant, and then leave her ass and let her raise a kid by themselves that had no damn father figure, and you wonder why your race is so fucked up. It all starts with raising the youth. You sit here and you shove this slavery and racism mentality around these fucking people to the point in life that that's all the fuck they know. That's all they know. Of course they're never going to fucking succeed. Because a lot of them have that mentality, well, if the white man's going to hold me back and the black man can't do this, well, why should I try to make something of myself? I'll let the government give me everything, become a thug and run around being a gangster and all that shit. I ain't never going to get out of the ghetto. That's because you don't want to get out. You want a fucking excuse. That is what's wrong with your race and your people right now. There's a lot of great black people out there. A lot of them doing great things. But the chosen few that do the stuff that y'all doing like you're doing right now is diminishing their accomplishment. It's diminishing their memory, their legacies, because all you're doing is turning around and trashing your race, making it look bad. But you don't see that, oh, I got to steal these Nikes from this fucking store. I got to throw bottles at cops. I got to destroy fucking cop cars because fuck the police. It's that victimhood mentality. I'm telling you, you don't fucking get it. You know, I hear people talk about, oh, well, why people have it easy, white privilege and all that shit. I don't have no white privilege. Let me tell you something. If I've lived around black people all my life. Let me tell you something. If I don't pay my electricity, I don't have no white card I can sit there and fucking pretend to the thing. Oh, I'm sorry, you got your white privilege card. Your electricity is free this month. If I don't pay the shit, they fucking turn it off. So where's the white privilege in that? You don't get that. You always want to play the race card. You always want to play. You act like it's your ace in the hole. Guess what? It's your crutch. Because you keep using that. Because you think it's a good thing. But it's a bad thing. And it's what's holding you back. I get so tired of hearing this bullshit. It's not our fault. It's your own fault. But you don't want to take responsibility for your actions, your choices, the things you do. You don't want responsibility. You want to be able to blame someone else. You want to blame the white man, the white race. See, here's the problem. The Emancipation Proclamation and the 13th Amendment to the Constitution are ratified and destroyed slavery and made it illegal, right? So therefore, the black man was no longer physically in bondage and held prisoner by the white man. But you want to know something? The African American people have never freed themselves from slavery because they keep using slavery as a crutch. They keep using slavery as, look what happened to our people. There's nothing wrong with teaching it and say, hey, look here. I'm teaching you this so it doesn't happen again. No, you want to use it as a platform to get every fucking thing you want. I don't get a job. Oh, it's because I'm black. I don't do this. Look at all the slavery and all. Like, y'all want to get rid of slavery altogether like it never happens. But then you want to sit here and honor somebody like Harriet Tubman, who was your Moses in the Underground Railroad. The problem is how can you glorify somebody for something that you want to act like never happened? Therefore, if it never happened, she never happened. But y'all don't have that mentality to fucking understand that. You want change, but you want change given to you. You don't want to try to make change. That's the problem. You're wanting someone like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and whoever else out here to change things for you. Guess what? They don't give a shit about you. They're not going to change everything unless they can line their pockets with green. They don't give a shit. You know, green is the only universal color there is. You know, I have black people in my family, and I love them just as much as I do anybody else. But you know something? I just don't get it. I really don't. I don't get this mentality of just like, oh, you know, the world owes me something because my ancestors were slaves. and because black people were slaves, you know, hate on the white man. You're never going to be anything until you get that mentality out of you. It's not us holding you back. It's you holding you back. You always got to be the victim. Whether it's racially charged or not. Yeah, it's slavery driven. Whether it has anything to do with slavery or not. That's the way everything is presented. You know, I just can't, I don't get it. I sit back every day, you know, and I try to be the best person I can in life. But I get so tired of, you know, see, being from the South doesn't make it easy. And especially being from South Carolina, because South Carolina is considered still one of the most racist states in the Union or in the United States. Right? You know, South Carolina was the first to secede from the Union and all that good shit, right? South Carolinians can't let go that the fucking war was over. Or whatever. Y'all motherfuckers can't let go of slavery. See, the problem is, it's the way you carry yourselves, the way you act. Like, you take, for instance, the N-word, right? Y'all sit there and say, oh man, that's a bad word. Why people ain't supposed to be able to use it or whatever. Okay, how can you take a word that was used to define you, to keep you down, to hold you back? You take two letters off the end of it, put one letter on the end of it. It's okay to call each other niggas all the time. My N. Oh, I love my N, man. I love my nigga or whatever. All that stuff, it's okay. How is that? You don't hear white people talking about, oh, my cracker, my honky. See, you don't hear white people sitting around going, you know what, man? I was at my honky's house last night, right? Man, we were sitting there watching the game, and man, a couple of his cracker friends brought over some beer and some chips, and we were sitting in there, and we was all getting into the game. And these jokers, man, they were all making all kind of noise, man. Them crackers are crazy. I hope they don't ever come back again. They're good people, but they just loud and all. You don't hear that shit. You don't hear us talk like that. And let's say cracker and honky is a bad word to the white race. Okay, let's say it has the same effect as the N-word does to y'all, right? So if I take cracker and take the ER off of it and put an A on it and call each other cracker, it's okay? Or if I take the Y off a honky and call him a honker, is that okay? I mean, it must be, because that's how y'all use it. And you wonder why people don't give you no respect. Look how you dress. Wear your fucking pants halfway down your damn ass. You show your underwear. You can't keep your pants pulled up. Y'all are riding and looting and stealing all this shit. I didn't see one person come out of one of them doors with a belt on. Or with a belt in their hand. It's like a belt's a bad thing. Are you fucking ridiculous or what? I mean, I just... And why you have to have rioting and looting in every fucking city you're in? Right? It happened in Minneapolis. It didn't happen in Charlotte. It didn't happen in Columbia. It didn't happen in fucking all these other cities all over the fucking country. It happened in Minneapolis. Why you gotta bust fucking people here to sit back and help destroy things? And you wonder why people can't. You wonder why people can't have anything. See, and another thing, you got stations like CNN, CNBC, NBC, SN, whatever the fuck you call it, right? They're pushing in this narrative, white, you're racist, you're homophobic, xenophobic, all this shit right here. They're pushing all these narratives on fucking people. Oh, these rioters, these Antifa. Oh, they're good protesters. They fight against the... But yeah, when them motherfuckers was over there tearing up CNN, I bet the fuck you didn't think about that shit then, did you? I bet you were changing your damn tune real quick. See, that shit don't help out none either. They want to push this fucking narrative. The victimhood mentality. The Trump, the big bad white man. Trump, it's all his fucking fault. Talking about, well, if it gets too out of hand, I'm gonna call in the military and stuff like. Y'all get all mad about this. So what you supposed to do? Just let these fuckers do whatever the fuck they want? You're pissed off because he wants to act. But then you'll be pissed off if he don't act. And then you'll think, well, Trump don't give a shit about the black race. Look at him. He's standing back letting all this shit fucking happen. He don't care about nothing. But then when he acts, oh, man, look at him. Now he's trying to hurt these people by fucking sending in the military and shit. The motherfucker can't win. He can't win. So what is it that you want? What is it? It's not justice. Because you're trying to destroy the memory of a man by looting and rioting and making it all about yourself, about making it all about free Nikes and free t-shirts and free flat screen TVs and all this bullshit that you're looting and stealing. It's not about George Floyd. Now it's all about what can I fucking get? How's a flat screen TV? How's a pair of Jordans? How is fucking clothes going to bring George Floyd back? How is that going to help his legacy, his memory, or anything else? It doesn't. You want shit for free. That's all the fuck it is. That's why some of y'all never get off of welfare. That's why some of y'all never, ever get off of the government giving you something. Because, hey, if I can get it for free, why should I have to work for it? Lyndon B. Johnson said, If you give them everything you want, and you had them feed them out of the palm of your hands, guess what? They'll vote for you. The Democrats, aka the Dixiecrats, right? Who the fuck you think wants you to have welfare? Who wants to give you the everything you want? You want to know why? Because as long as you keep the black man at a certain status, at a certain level, you can control everything they do through fucking welfare and giving them shit. Because why are they going to stand up and do anything? Look, we're getting all this shit for free. Why bite the hand that fucking feeds me? That's right. Why bite the hand that feeds me? Y'all don't get that, though, do you? You know, I sit back and I watch all this shit and I just fucking laugh. I laugh my ass off. Because I sit here and I think about how you want fairness, you want racial equality, you want all this stuff, right? You don't really want that. You just want to cause chaos, anarchy. You want to cause problems. You want people to feel sorry for you. But in feeling sorry for me, by the way, give me something free while you're at it. Please. Don't you know that stuff like welfare, public assistance, and all this stuff, you know that's a form of slavery? You know that, don't you? Because they're giving you food, they're giving you a place to stay, they're giving you insurance, okay? They're giving you everything you need. Why do I need to work for it? That's socialism and that's communism fucking politics right there. That's why all y'all fuckers want that shit. Look at Venezuela. They took all the fucking the guns away from the people. They seized all the weapons. Now they can't stand up to a fucking government. The government can't give them anything because the government run out of money because of all the people that are working and paying for shit. So why the fuck should I have to get out here and work hard when they fucking have a gift to me? Now they ain't paying taxes. Where the fuck you think all that money's coming from? But all y'all fuckers are sitting here pushing for fucking socialism and all that bullshit shows you just how fucking intelligent you really the fuck are. It's showing you just how bright you ain't. Let me tell you something. That's just like with this coronavirus. Y'all sitting here talking about, they're infringing on our rights by not opening up stuff, by not letting fucking people out. Okay, you're so worried about fucking getting it. Let me tell y'all something. Any of y'all that was scared about getting a coronavirus, you ain't scared of getting it now. You want to know why? Because look at your stupid asses out there rioting, looting, and doing all the dumb shit that you were doing. If you get the coronavirus, good for you. I don't feel sorry for you. I'm not going to be like, look at that. All these people's got an uptick of coronaviruses because they was out here rioting and looting. Oh, well. More power to you. The more coronavirus you get, well, hey. Why should I feel sorry for you? You're out here doing the dumb shit. You don't think fucking people don't see that? You don't think people don't know that? But yet, y'all choose to do dumb shit. And wonder why the world treats you the way they do. I'm not saying that white people and other races don't do dumb shit, because we do. We do dumb shit every day. But see, here's the problem. You know, you hear people try to tell you, black people can't be racist. Why can't they? Right? Because y'all endured slavery. Well, you're not the only fucking people that endured slavery. I mean, you look what happened to the Jews under Hitler. They got a right to be mad. I don't see them out here fucking using the Holocaust as a fucking crutch to fucking get them every damn thing they want. You know, some people want to forget about that shit. Some people's like, hey, that's in the past. None of us now are alive that have went through that shit, the younger generation. I don't want to be fed that shit fucking every day. I just want to live my fucking life. Yeah, I want to know about it so we don't repeat it. But yet, you don't have to keep fucking using that shit as a crutch either. No. Not y'all. Oh, fuck no. Every day it's slavery. Fucking racism. All that stuff. You can't get it out of your thick skull. I just don't get it. I really don't. But Maybe it's because I'm not black. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's because I'm white, you know. I don't understand it. You know, I've had a lot of things happen to me in my life, but I don't use it as a crutch to fuck. I try to go on and make the best of everything I can every day. I look at every day as a new day. Not every day is a new day, but I still carrying on slavery and fucking all that stuff like that. See, and another way black people have never got themselves out of slavery is the social and the mentality and a mental thing that y'all keep yourselves in, because all you want to do is use that, you want to use that victimhood mentality for everything. I'm just going to tell you right now, you're not going to survive if you keep doing that. You're not. You know, and you know, throwing shit at, you know, black people already have a bad rapport with cops. And you shouldn't be treated any different from anybody else. Yes, I get that. I understand that plainly. And you shouldn't be sitting here having to worry about your race every day. I get that too. But when you do shit like throwing shit at cops and doing all that shit, you're not helping your fucking cause any at all. You're really not. It's just showing people how ignorant and how fucking stupid you are. See, all y'all have that thug mentality about, well, if cops come arrest me, I ain't gonna let them take me fucking peacefully or whatever it is. Then you wonder why you get beat the fuck up and stuff, because you're trying to exist with the rest because you're trying to be such a badass because you got that thug mentality. You know, a lot of that has to do with the music you listen to, the music you sing, the music you write, talking about drugs and guns and being a thug and all that. Why don't you sing about being doctors and lawyers and teaching the youth about how to be great people and all that stuff? Oh, no, I got to sing about the thug life. I got to live the thug life. I got to carry around a Glock 9 and all this shit and ride around and be some kind of badass and wear my damn pants up under my fucking ass and all that stuff. For what? Hell, I have no fucking earthly idea. And you wonder why you're not advancing none. I think that's a fucking clear cut right there. It's victimhood mentality. That's all it is. So I'm always going to be the victim. So why change? It's like saying I'm always going to be the prey. Why should I ever become the predator? You ever think of maybe if you become the predator, you can overcome those fucking things, then maybe the predator that was once a predator now may become the prey. You don't fucking get that, though. You want fucking people to feel sorry for you. You want fucking people to give you shit. You don't want to earn it. And out of all them shoes and stuff, how many work boots was fucking stole? Probably none. What do I need them for? I don't want to work. I just want to root. I'm hoping, you know, here soon somebody else dies so I can fucking riot and loot and get more free shit. And you wonder why your neighborhoods are slums. And you wonder why things happen the way you do. And you wonder why you can't never fucking have nothing. Well, now you understand. Your black leaders are a fucking joke because they don't care about black lives. They only care about themselves. If black lives truly mattered, you wouldn't do the shit that you do. All I'm going to say is this, because I'm fixing to wrap this up because it's getting kind of lengthy. You want to advance in life. You want your race to be respected. You want everything. You want to be treated equal. Quit using the victimhood mentality. The life owes you something. Slavery and fucking racism to get your way into fucking everything. You start trying to advance yourself in other ways, more people will respect you. More people would help you out. All this stuff. And as long as you do that, someday, maybe, people won't look at you different. Should people see race? Should people see color? No, they shouldn't. But we don't live in a world like that. But it doesn't help yourself that you bring a lot of shit on your own. And until you quit doing that, people ain't gonna respect you. Till you clean up your inner cities, clean up your suburbs, clean up your ghettos, quit this gang violence, quit this black on black violence. It ain't ever gonna change. Because you could preach Black Lives Matter all you want. But if they don't matter to you, they're not gonna matter to anyone else. And that's the cold, hard truth of it all. This is Wild Bill saying, getting ready to sign out of the Rebel Within podcast, but I just want to say have a good day, a blessed day. My heart and prayer goes out to George Floyd and his family. May they find justice. Maybe they seek all the things that they're looking for. Maybe, hopefully, he's in a better place. And I just want to say have a good day and a blessed day. And I'll see you again.